Hey, Tony AM News, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling for the interview with Kathy Curtis. This is Zulfikar Rashid.
Yes, I was expecting your call again. His name is Roger P. Shulman. He'll be the one doing the interview.
Okay.
And, yeah, his name's Roger, and it looks like it's going to be about a minute and a half or so, and I'm going to put you on hold, let you hear what's going on, and I'm going to let Roger know I've got you online.
Great, thank you.
Hold on a second.
1-3-281-1040.
Homeowners, are you struggling with your mortgage, behind on your payments, worried about foreclosure? We can help you avoid foreclosure with a loan modification program. We're loan mitigation experts and can work with your lender to stop foreclosure, reduce your payments, lower your interest rates, and perhaps even reduce your loan. We work with all lenders nationwide. With over 20 years of experience, we know what your lender needs to modify your loan. So give us a call and let's talk it over. It's time to make a fresh start and get back to a happy, comfortable life without worry. Don't let your lender take your home. Call us at 1-800-426-1371 right now and let one of our friendly counselors tell you how we can help you mitigate your mortgage and stop your lender from foreclosing. There's no pressure or obligation. So call now and let us tell you how we can give you the help you need to save your home. That's 1-800-426-1371. 1-800-426-1371.
We have an accident reported 2nd Street and 72nd Avenue North in St. Pete with possible injuries. This hour of the news on AM 820 is brought to you by Fantastic Sam's. Become a franchise owner today. Go to FantasticSamsFlorida.com and learn how you can own a franchise today. FantasticSamsFlorida.com. 72 in Tampa, 69 right now in Bradenton. AM 820 News Time, 724.
This is the AM 820 News Health Minute. Researchers at the University of Florida have discovered that a simple test involving a tablespoon of peanut butter and a ruler may help doctors detect Alzheimer's disease. What they found was that patients with early stages of Alzheimer's had a difficult time smelling peanut butter under their nose with their left nostril. The cranial nerve associated with smell is often one of the first areas impacted by cognitive decline, and peanut butter in particular is a pure odorant, meaning its scent is only detected by this nerve. So researchers implementing the test found that patients who were in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease couldn't detect the peanut butter until it was a couple of centimeters from their face. However, right now, researchers can only use this test to confirm diagnosis, but they do plan to study patients with mild cognitive impairment to see if this test might be used to predict which patients are going to get Alzheimer's. This has been the AM 820 News Health Minute. I'm Kathy Curtis.
AM 820 News Time, 725.
All news, all day. AM 820 News, Tampa Bay.
And joining us on the AM 820 News line is Zulfikar Rashid, the author of Rat Boys of Kuralabad. Good morning, Zulfikar.
Good morning, Roger.
I was taking a look at your book, The Rat Boys of Kuralabad. I could not believe how they, I guess you could call it, disfigure young children to make them beggars, to exploit them so they get money at religious shrines. Tell us about how that whole thing works.
Okay. So let me just explain the Rat Boys a little bit first. So Rat Boys are, as you described, children that are disfigured. And the best way to think about it is, if you are familiar with the Chinese feet binding practice, where some time ago, especially women's feet were bound so they were smaller because they were considered more attractive. It's a similar practice, except that, of course, it is much more abhorrent and the results are much more much worse than that. So you take a young child and you bind their head with leather straps or a metal cap and let them grow. So as they grow, their body and their facial features grow like a normal person. However, their head and the proximity around the head remains very small. So as they grow older, they start to look more and more like a rat.
Good heavens.
This is, it's just an abominable practice. Now, the good thing is that it's not happening as frequently anymore. But the main reason that people do that is to evoke more sympathy or potentially revulsion from people on the street where these children are let go to beg for money. And usually you see that people give more money. The more a person or a child is disfigured, they get more income in the sense.
Now, is the Catholic Church behind this?
No, it's not actually. This is a practice that's much more common in Southeast Asia, in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, etc. And it's really done around shrines as well, where, you know, and this is even worse, in many cases, people leave their firstborn at the shrine because that's the deal that they make with the saint that's buried at that shrine. They wish for something, and in return, they have to leave their firstborn child.
Good heavens. And then they give money to the ugliest rat boy, thinking that this will speed their prayers along to whatever saint they're worshiping. Is that the basic thrust of that?
That is correct, but it's just that the saint is simply a, let's say, middleman to get to God. So in my book, The Red Boys of Karalabad, the red boys and child beggary, which is a prevalent problem in the society in that part of the world, that's just a symbol, that's just a means to really talk about how religion gets corrupted in the pursuit of power.
Rashid.
Yes, sorry.
We are out of time. The Rat Boys of Karalabad, where is that book available?
That book is available on Amazon, on Goodreads, Barnes & Noble, and my website, ZulfikarRashid.com.
Thank you so much. AM 820 News Time, 728, time for traffic and weather together on the 8th.
Good morning. If you're getting this look at the Thursday ride in tonight.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.